Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later
Hi, everyone.
On, we'll conspire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. That's Johnny Mathis walking, that's Winter Wonderland. And it's Feel the Christmas Spirit. That's actually a winter song, so it's good. I'm Bobby Elias, and the name of our show is Let's Create a Better World. We also have a strong theme of healthy aging. And we're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, as you can see. If you want to hear some of our past shows, you can go to the archives. You just hit prn.fm, look for archives, and the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. If you like the show, rate us on iTunes. If you have friends or you yourself are not next to a computer, you can hear this station, this show also, on the number I'm going to give you, area 619-550-0869. All right, today we're going to have a guest in just a few minutes, Diane Addison. She is a organic vegan chef and a teacher, and we're going to talk about healthy foods, how to prepare them, and cooking, and the whole thing about being a vegan, and also how you can insert the foods into your thing. Also, Diana does a lot of unique things. She'll be telling us about that, a company that she has. In the coming weeks, we're going to have some great shows. End All Wars. There's a new group, I'm a part of it, that is preparing for big, big activities this coming year, 2014. They're organized, they're preparing. It's a group that's going to do everything in the world to stop and end all wars all around the world, and especially in this country. That goes right in line with the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. Our also healthy aging, we're going to be talking about genetically engineered foods, and two new breakthroughs. We have two studies that just came in, a pig study and another study, that really illustrate and prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that the genetically modified foods are poison. They're killing people. They're very, very bad, and still a lot of the public does not know about this. Our show also includes exercise, yoga, dance. We're going to have some of that in the next few weeks. Today, we're going to get into a little bit of exercise towards the end of the show. I'm going to be talking after Diana gets going. So let's first introduce Diana. She is, as I said, an organic vegan chef and a teacher. She has her own company, Health Essentials, and she teaches a lot of things. Diana, how you doing? Diane. It's Diane with an E, that's right. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
You're very welcome. So let's start out by telling people about what you do as a vegan chef. And about your work, period.
Okay. Well, first of all, hello, everybody. I'm wishing you health and happiness in the coming year. And what I do is I teach people how they can live a healthier life by their positive lifestyle changes or daily living habits. I'm a personal chef, and I'm a cooking teacher. And I have a business called Health Essentials, which is products for healthy living, including products that can enhance a person's life, such as a sauna or rebounder, water filter, for example. I also make a line of soy candles and coconut wax candles. Better products for healthy living overall. But I like to teach people how they can eat healthier, such as more whole foods, unrefined foods, unprocessed more whole grains, which include brown rice, millet, quinoa, and also beans, vegetables, and different types of vegetables, like root vegetables, ground vegetables, and green leafy vegetables. And I'm a huge fan of green leafy vegetables because I feel that they have so much chlorophyll and vitality and energy. And, like, for example, if you eat a lot of greens, it really can help to purify the blood. It oxygenates the cells and body. So I say go for the greens, but also do get a good balance of your root vegetables and your ground vegetables, including the cruciferous vegetables as well. And, of course, soups are very good. You know, good miso soup, you know, like a good lentil soup is good. Light on desserts, light on sweets, especially refined sugars. You can get natural sweetness from your, like, yams and kabocha squash, your butternut squash, and, you know, carrots. But then you don't want to eat too many sweets. You just really want to have a good balance of everything. You know, the sweet, salty, pungent, bitter, all the different tastes is very important to enjoy. I also feel that it's important to cook some foods and have some raw foods as well. A lot of people are into raw. A lot of people are into cooked in other diets as well. But I feel that, for example, a carrot, you know, you really need to cook it a little bit to make it more digestible. It takes twice as much of blood and energy to digest a raw carrot than it does a cooked carrot. So I'm not saying not to eat raw carrots, but in general, it's good, especially with broccoli and cauliflower and cabbages, to lightly cook them, not too much, but just enough to make them more digestible. It's not what you eat, it's also what you assimilate. In terms of that, I can go into somebody's home and actually discuss a menu and then prepare lots of delicious, good, healthy foods that they like, or teach them how to make the foods themselves. And I also, like I say, have products such as saunas and other products for detoxification. Like, you need to really, to have a good running system, you need to detoxify and rebuild the immune system. That's very, very important. So get rid of the old and make room for the new. You can put all these good things in your body, but if you've got a lot of sludge and toxins in your body, it's not going to do much good. So to detoxify, again, eat a lot of greens. Daikon radish is good to help get a lot of mucus out. And, of course, sauna detoxification. And greens. Even the green powders, the green stuff, and the cruciferous of Gary Knowles is a great, great product. And you can even add those to soups and smoothies and dips and sauces. And yeah.
Diane, that's wonderful what you're saying. I'm going to make 2 points on what you just spoke. I'm glad you said cook light, because a lot of people out there, the raw food people, and just cooking does destroy food, but light cooking is all right, especially some of those hard vegetables that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the greens, it is the best way to, there are many ways to detox and to cleanse. And as you said, with greens and green powders, green juicing, it's a great, great way to detox and cleanse yourself. But I want to go to the next question, and that is being a vegan. Can you tell our people why it's important? I know there's some new information out there in the media about being a vegan. Tell our people about what we found out on the media about being a vegan as opposed to not, and also just in general about being a vegan.
Well, you know, the latest health trends this year, you know, have been becoming a vegan, one of the latest trends, and a lot of celebrities and politicians and other people are becoming vegans. But it's because it's a healthy way of eating. A lot of people that are vegans or eat plant-based diet tend to have lower cholesterol and high blood pressure and they suffer less obesity and they have more vitality. I've been on a vegan macrobiotic for 30 years, and I love it. I mean, I love vegetables. So you can really eat some delicious, colorful, vibrant, good energy foods that do your body good and feel good about it, you know. And my philosophy is I wouldn't want to make anyone suffer on my behalf, you know, to kill an animal or whatever. That's just the way I am. I'm, you know, a very caring and loving person. So that's important to me. I would not want to inflict pain and suffering on anyone or any animal. But anyway, I love vegetables. I just love grains and juices, and juicing is actually very good. And it's just, but anyway, being a vegan, I think, is a way to go. But not just not to eat meat or animal products. It's very, very important to eat organically and also to eat a good balance of food and include the whole grains, because they're very essential for your central nervous yes. system and everything, and balance it out with the grains, beans, and vegetables. So you need to learn how to balance your proteins, and but even broccoli has protein. So it's and seaweeds are very, very good as well. Mushrooms Excellent. And a lot of food anyway. So,
Diane, I wanted to first of all for our listeners, I'm speaking with Diane Addison. She is an organic vegan chef and teacher. And has her own company, which she'll tell you about. Also, I wanted to let you know that you're listening to Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. My name is Bobby Elias. I'm the host. I want to ask you about another thing about soups. I know that you're big on soups. Give our listeners a few ideas on some simple soups that they can eat that are extremely healthy.
Well, the first soup that I really enjoy, and you can have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, is miso soup. And that soup is very, very easy to prepare. You take a little piece of a sea vegetable called wakame, and like shiitake mushroom, and you cook that, and you can add daikon radish, onions, carrots, some bok choy, cabbage, not too many vegetables, but you cook it just very lightly, just until the vegetables are just al dente. And then what really makes it special is the miso paste. And miso is a fermented product. It's a fermented soybean, sometimes barley, brown rice. There's different types of miso. There's red miso, white miso. But I really strongly recommend having miso at least once a day in your diet. So you add the miso at the very, very end. Just a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon is all you need. Again, it's salty, but it's very good for you. It has the beneficial bacteria that's necessary for biological transmutation, and that's the stage in digestion when your food transforms into blood. You know, so it's very, very important to have your miso. Again, that's good bacteria. And another soup that I like is my famous red lentil millet soup. And there, again, you have a complete protein with the millet and the red lentils, and you cook that first together in one pot. In the meantime, you either water sauté, or if you want to use oil, you can sauté onions, and you can add carrots and celery and yams, and you cook that together. And then when the millet and lentils are done, you combine it. And I'm telling you that tastes so delicious, and it's so comforting. And there's something you can even add to make it like silkier and more soothing to the digestive system, and that's something called kudzu. Sometimes it's called kudzu, K-U-D-Z-U, but I call it kudzu, and it's like a cornstarch, but it's very medicinal. Just as a known fact, it takes 100 pounds of this kudzu root to make 1 pound of the dried. So it's, you know, it's just, it's an amazing addition to cooking, and you can use that to thicken other soups and other, like, sauces, gravies, and it's just very delicious, and it just coats your whole system, and it's wonderful. And another, anyway, do you want to say something else?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about soups as opposed to a lot of flu and cold, especially our friends in the, around the country, a lot of bad weather all over. What can somebody do in the way of soups, or just in general, how can they relieve themselves of a terrible cold, flu, or sinus that's going around now?
Well, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to make any health claims, but what I would do, you know, if I had a cold, actually I'm... well, anyway, first of all, to have warm, warming foods and foods that are less mucus producing. You want to, such as, you know, the daikon radish and less oil, less nuts, and more like pungent, astringent type foods and soups. So you wouldn't want to have a lot of creamy nut butter soups, you know, just really clean, almost like a chicken type soup, you know, but again, with like the miso soup is great, or instead of putting miso, if you don't want the miso, you can just put a little tamari in it, or even without any of the, just the salt. Ginger and other things, turmeric is anti-inflammatory, so you can add great fresh ginger root and add it to a soup, and with fresh grated ginger, you know, things like that, again, less oil and, of course, less dairy or no dairy. But, again, less mucus-forming foods is really good for the immune system and for possibly getting rid of a cold. So does that answer your
great
question? Yeah.
Yes, very good. Next thing I want to talk about is I know you've got a great company. You've been in health for many years, and you decided to get some great, great products. One of the things, Diane, that I look up, I admire about you, you picked some great, great types of things that people can use in their home or in different ways. Break it down. Take your time. You've got plenty of time on the show. On the various items that you have that you recommend to people at your, well, your company called Health Essentials.
Okay. Well, I like to sell products that I use and that I think it could better people. Like, for example, I have a sauna. I'll just run down the list. I mean, there's just a few things.
Take your time.
I have a sauna that's really nice, air filter, water filter. I manufacture my own line of candles, either with coconut wax or soy wax, of course, with essential oils, you know, rebounder. And let me just start with a rebounder. It's just a natural exercise, even for kids, you know, to jump. I mean, how fun it is. How many times you catch your kids, you know, jumping on the bed, or, you know, they love those little jumpers at parties. You know, jumping is very good for your circulatory system. It oxygenates the cells. Anytime you, bouncing activates the lymphatic system. And it feels so good when you jump and exercise. I mean, I have this little rebounder, and it's around, but it's not just an ordinary rebounder. It has these barrel-loaded springs, which allow the mat to stay flat, and it doesn't cause the pronation. Sometimes when you jump on a regular small trampoline or a little mini trampoline, sometimes the weight of your body presses down the center of the mat, and therefore your ankles can turn in, and that causes something called pronation, and that could possibly throw off your whole skeletal system. So instead of trying to get a good workout, you can actually, you know, cause some harm. So the one I have, it's just wonderful. It just doesn't do that. I mean, it's non-jarring to the skeletal system. But anyway, I like to jump and even dance on it. It's just fun. You can put on some good music and just really have a lot of fun. And the whole thing, again, is having fun and playing every day. Even if you're an older person, it's fun to play and with exercise, or just really be happy and smile and do good things for people, because that helps you become a better person, and that's what it's all about. And so another product I have is a multi-pure water filter. They've been in business for almost 40 years, and I love their system. I use a lot of water for cooking and soaking my beans and washing the greens, and I feel really comfortable about using the water for cooking and drinking. I feel safe and assured that, you know, most of the stuff is taken out. They have, of course, a reverse osmosis unit, which takes out even the fluoride, which I don't really like. I like the one that just, there's one that removes arsenic. But anyway, it's multi-pure water filters. If you ever need a good water filter, they even have travel bottles. But it's important to drink a lot of water and use water in your smoothies. And water is a good hydration, and you need water. First thing in the morning when you wake up, very first thing, have a half a glass of water at least, you know, before you do anything.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's one of the things. Water filters are very important. And then I have a sauna, and it's just not an ordinary sauna. It's a heavenly heat sauna, and it's made completely without any glues or plywood. And we have a far infrared saunas and the saunas with the stones. And, I mean, I was in the sauna this morning and last night, and it's just wonderful. And it just makes you feel so good. And for those of you in New York, on the East Coast, I'm in California, you know, I feel for you. I mean, you got to have a sauna in your home. It just feels, I mean, when it gets down to 50 degrees here, you know, I run into the sauna. It's so comforting. But it's important to sweat. And the number one reason why you really need to sweat on a daily basis is to get out the toxins. There's so many toxins that are stored in the fat, you don't know. So it's important to take a sauna, to sweat, and what happens, especially in a far infrared sauna, the heat somewhat penetrates, you know, through a resonating factor or whatever, the heat just kind of slightly heats up the fat deposits and kind of gets them, loosens them up, and it can be excreted through the system, either through, you know, urination or sweating. But when you have less toxins in the body, you know, you just feel so much better. Less sluggish, more energy, and it's just, you know, it's just good, and it, you know, increases the blood circulation. I mean, what could be so bad about that? And, you know, also it's good for pain. I mean, I'm not making any health claims, but I just know when I go in there, if I have any aching back or whatever, what happens, it just, the heat, somehow I just forget about the pain. It just expands the blood vessels and just knocks out the pain somehow. But it's just great. And you can have it in your home, you know, in a gym, even an apartment. There's some that plug into a regular 110 outlet, or, you know, the larger ones with the stone heaters may require a 240 line. But it's just great to have. And instead of heating up the whole house, you can just heat up the sauna and just get in before you go to sleep to warm up. Anyway, I love my sauna. I've had it for many, many years, and it's great. I also would like to offer any of you that are listening, if you go to my website, I'll give that to you later, a discount on any of my products. And I even have some great recipes on my website. And these are recipes,
Diane,
that are...
Diane, you give it to them now, and you can also give it to them at the end, because you're
okay.
Really hot on the subject. Go ahead.
Well, there are several URLs, but let's see, even organicvegancuisine.com. But I'll give you DianeAddison.com, and I'll spell it, because it's DianeAddison.com, or healthessentialsforyou.com. But anyway, on there you'll see the saunas and the water filters and also air filters. That's another product I have that's on there. The air filters are great. It's an Austin air cleaner. But what it does, it has this, it's a HEPA filter. And any of the air filters on the market are good, but I really especially like this one. There's many different types for allergies, you know, allergy machines, veggie machines, pet machines, baby machines. But when you're breathing, I mean, have you ever, let me just give you an example. Have you ever, like, been near a window and just see the dust in the air through the light? I mean, there's so much dust in the air, and you're breathing that. So what this filter can do is actually clean the air not just from the dust, with harmful gases and other things that are in the air, formaldehyde. So it's important to have an air filter in the house. It's just better for breathing. I mean, it's better to breathe clean, fresh air than to breathe dust. So my website is dianeaddison.com or healthessentialsforyou.com. And my phone number, if you want to call me, I'm in California, so I take calls between, 9 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon, Pacific time. And I have a toll-free number. I'll give that out. It's 1-800-653-8881 or 818-706-1888. And I'll be happy to answer questions when I can. And, in terms of maybe if you have, a recipe that you'd like to learn how to make or whatever, or, of course, my products. I really feel that, I like to share about healthy eating and healthy living, and it's important. I mean, that's the lifestyle that I like to live, and I think that if more people lived a healthier lifestyle and were healthier in general, I think this world would be a much better place, more peaceful. It's all about peace and love, giving. So.
That's the name of our show. Let's create a better world and also a healthy aging. I think those two things are very, very important. Diane, this is great. Really enjoy everything you're saying. I wanted to have you listen to a typical day of how I live, and I'd like to get your comments on it.
Okay.
But also, we do have an older audience, so before I get into what I'm my typical day, just a quick little motivation for people that are over 50 or people that are beginning to age, baby boomers, elderly people. Something that a little motivation you can give them on what they can do in the way of eating or living to live a better quality life.
All right. Well, the first thing you need to do with eating is chew. Take your time and chew. Chew more. Think of thoughts and other things like that. But just chew and eat more fiber, more greens, and of course, soups are good. If it's hard to chew, then more pureed foods is good. Like the creamy millet soup that I had mentioned earlier with the creamy millet and red lentils, that would be an excellent soup. And again, you can look on my website for recipes or call me if you have any questions. Also, it's very important to walk for elderly people. You need a lot of exercise, but I'm not saying go to the gym and take it. Strenuous aerobics class, but do walk. Even if it's around your house or outside or down the block, very, very, very important to walk. And, to do mild stretching is good. Stretching and breathing exercises. I think breathing exercises are very, very important. Just sit and relax and take deep breaths, at least several times a day, at least once a day. Just do a whole session of deep breathing and also stretching. Very, very good. Just stand and just reach as high as you can. Just stretch.
That's great.
So that's good.
Good, Diane. Okay, here's a typical day of how I live. It's all about health. It's all about quality of life, living longer, feeling good, being happy, all these things. I'm going to include them all. There are a few minutes here, and I'd like your take on this or something you might want to add, Diane.
Okay.
First of all, after a good night's sleep, and I will come to sleep at the end of this little talk, the first thing, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I do a little thing on being grateful. I'm just grateful, first, that I'm alive, that I have a place to sleep, that I have warmth, that I have sheets, that I have food in the house, I have cooking facilities, I have a bathroom. You'd be surprised. There are people around the world that have none of what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
No place to cook, no place to sleep, no blankets, and bad water. There are people in Africa that have to go to a river that's polluted with diseases and drink that water. That's all they have. And the food is scarce in Africa, Latin America, Asia, India, many places in this world. There's tremendous hunger problems. So let's be grateful that we don't live in those situations, and instead we at least We may not have a lot of money, but at least we have a place to sleep and some essentials, a place to cook, a bathroom, a toilet. Okay, first thing I do is drink water. You said a half a glass. I go a full glass, but either way is good. Be sure you drink good water in your system nice and slowly and carefully and make it feel good. And whenever you have water or food, bless it. Say something good at it. Look at it. Dwell in it and feel it. And just feel that this is the most wonderful thing you can do. Drink that water. Then, as you mentioned, stretching. I was going to mention stretching, yoga, or walking. Something of that sort before you get to your food eating. Or you can actually do a little juicing and eating, then do your stretching, walking, or yoga. The stretching is important if you can't do the other two. But walking, as Diane said, is so important for everyone of all ages. I do power walking, heel, toe, heel, toe. And power walking, if you do it right, you get every muscle in your body to exercise. For example, I take my shoulders and I pull them back and forth. I just move them a lot. Now, that gets the upper part of my body, every single muscle. And when I walk in the like of a heel, toe, straight legs, and my hips move out a little bit. And that, if you do that the right way, you're going to work every muscle in the lower part of your body. So it's a great all-around exercise. Yoga is so, so, so good, even if you do 10 minutes a day. Better do 30 or more minutes a day. Go to a yoga class, get a video, a DVD, and watch and go along with the video of yoga. It's so important for your breath, for your air, for your peace of mind, calming your mind. There's so many things. In the next few weeks, we will be talking more about yoga with more of a yoga expert. All right, so after you've done your stretching, your walk, or your yoga, the next thing, now you can do that before or after you eat. The first thing I start with in my eating is a green drink, a juicy green drink with dark green leafy vegetables, cruciferous. cabbage, celery, parsley, a green drink. I can do it one of two ways. I can go to the farmer's market. I prefer going there because stores, including health stores, your vegetables and fruits have been there a little longer, and they're not quite as organic. You go to a farmer's market, it's picked the same day or the day before. It's a lot fresher. That green, juicy drink is so essential. Now, if you don't have time, I'm busy. Sometimes I'll get a powder. I use Gary Noll's green stuff. It's a powder filled with so many wonderful greens. It's got wheatgrass. It's got the best vegetables. It's got things from the ocean, such as corella, such as barley, such as algae, seaweed. All these things in the green, it's just so, so filling. It's the staff of life. I'm glad that Diane really made a big deal about greens because that's what I do too. If I had 1 week to live and I could only have one thing to eat, I would have greens, period.
Mm-hmm.
For breakfast, you want to eat slow. First of all, you want to have a really hot cereal or fruit. And if you do have a hot cereal, make sure it's organic. Make sure it's gluten-free. You don't want anything that's unhealthy. So for breakfast, I would say either fruit or a organic, fresh, hot cereal. Now, make sure you chew slowly. I'm glad Diane brought that up because I always tell people that. I have yet to eat next to someone that eats at my speed or slower. Everyone eats fast, just about, and that's terrible. Your food doesn't digest right, it doesn't go in right, and it causes lots of problems. So you want to eat slow, chew your food. They say 30 or 40 times. I say at least 20 times, chew your food. I pick up my food. My son is autistic, and I have to teach him. I say, take that fork or spoon, put it in your mouth, and put the fork or spoon down, and then chew your food. I say, chew, chew, chew. And I want him to chew at least 20 times or more. Next thing, make sure you eat everything organic, make sure it's gluten-free, and make sure it's fresh. It's the day of the event. I went to see my grandfather, who lived to be 108 years old, And I watched him. He would go to the backyard. Right before we ate, he would go to the backyard and pick out some fresh vegetables, bring them in, cut them up, and we ate them within 5 or 10 minutes of the time that he plucked them. That is healthy. That's why he lived to be 108. On organic greens. They didn't call it organic in his day, but they were. They were fresh, clean, great vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables. We had corn. We had rice. We had vegetables. And we had juices. It was so healthy. I remember that. I'll never forget that. And let's go into, now, like I said, when you eat your breakfast, before or after your breakfast, do that either stretching, walking, or yoga. You can also do some Tai Chi, by the way. And while you're doing this, don't forget, breathe slowly, breathe carefully. Breathing is so important, which I'll come to in a minute. Now, the next thing I do in the daytime is a red juice. Red, meaning fruits, berries, pomegranate, acai. There's so many wonderful reds and associated with reds. Fruits to put their antioxidants, their vitamin C, they're excellent. So make sure you have a, you can do that in a juicer or, as I do sometimes, a red powder. Gary Null, the owner of this station, has one called Red Stuff. It's got all these wonderful berries. It is so good. Next thing I do after I start doing some of my work, my next juice will be a cruciferous. Now, a lot of you haven't heard of that. I recall when we had a speaker come to one of the Gary Null meetings that I run, and she brought about 8 or 9 different cans or boxes of different types of cruciferous vegetables, raw sprouted vegetables. And she showed them one by one, buy all these, she said. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. Well, guess what? Gary's got them all put into one container. It's called cruciferous stuff, made with real cocoa, raw, all-natural, phytonutrient-rich, kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. It's got so many things in there, 15 different items, things you've never heard of. Apple pectin, Brussels sprouts, you've heard of that, collard greens, turmeric, arugula, and on, about 15 different great, great items. That's cruciferous. I have that drink. Now, what do I put my juice, when I have a powder, I mix it with water, juice, almond milk, coconut milk, a liquid, a good liquid. And I'll put in aloe vera sometimes. I'll put in different things that I think are important. More vitamin C liquid, for example. Flaxseed. I'll mix it and do different things different times. And this makes me healthy. This is how I live every day. I am so healthy. I can't believe it. My skin is picture perfect.
And also you like to dance. Don't you teach dancing too?
I was going to come to that. Thank you. Thank you very much. You can interrupt me anytime. I love it.
All right.
Dancing is, you know that dancers live longer than anyone else? If you break that down, the ones that have a partner or are married, they live the longest. I know because I'm a dancer. I teach dancing. I teach salsa. I've been doing it for a long time. I performed. I danced in New York as a modern dance, musicals, jazz. But dancing is movement. And if you're over 50, even if over 35 or 40, you need to move your body. I know Diane agrees with that. We need to exercise. Dancing is great. The LA Times, Los Angeles Times health section, about 4 or 5 years ago, had an article. Because they always tout, they always for many years touted certain exercises like, what's the one where you stand still and you bounce up and down? Anyway, they said that salsa was better because instead of just bouncing and just moving alone, with dance you have a partner. You have music. You're happy. And you're doing routines. You're doing movement. You're either leading or following, which is really good for your brain. So dancing is superb. It's very important. It's necessary. Thank you, Diane, for that, adding that. I also think very positive all day long, no negativity. I'm grateful for what I have, not what I don't have. When something negative comes, I try to erase it quickly. I'm not perfect. No one is. But I stay so positive. I paint a picture. I visualize things. Also, I eat a lot of brown rice. I eat beans. I eat vegetables. Those are the meals that I have. I have snacks. I have lots of fruits that I take with me, nuts, seeds, and I take them with me. I actually have five small meals a day. It's very important. I have them every 3 hours, 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. I close it out. So that's how we have to live. The air filter, so important to have an air filter in your room when you go to sleep. I put it on, and it's on all night because I'm getting fresh air. Meditation, what do I do before I go to sleep? I either breathe deeply, I do meditation, or I'm in total silence, or I'll do all three of those. And before you go to sleep, the last hour or two, no television, no internet, no newspaper, nothing invigorating, nothing that will stimulate the mind. Calm down. Slow, soft music. Deep breathing. When you breathe deeply, air goes into your brain, oxygen. Your brain needs that. That's food for the brain. By then, I'm ready to go to sleep. If I have trouble sleeping, there are certain herbs that I use, or I'll take even more deep breathing. If I'm having trouble sleeping, I'll get up and I'll breathe deeper, and I'll have that air filter machine right in front of me so I'm ingesting all that great, great air. So there it is. That's how I live every day, Diane, and all the listeners out there. Diane, we've only got a few minutes. I'd like to get your comments very briefly because we have to close the show out pretty soon.
Well, just what you said about the greens, Gary Noel's green stuff and green, the red stuff and the green stuff and the cruciferous drinks. I think those are very delicious, and they're made with organic ingredients, carefully selected and made with integrity. And not only can you put them in water or, you know, grain milk or whatever, but you can, make a nice smoothie out of them. You know, add them to your juices, and also you can be creative and add them to your foods. For example, say if you wanted a great salad dressing, you can take some of the green stuff or the cruciferous and mix it in a good dressing with a little olive oil and lemon and garlic and a pinch of salt. And then you'll have, like, certainly a green goddess dressing there. You can blend it in all types of, you can make a nice dip out of it. You can make a fresh veggie dip by taking, like, tofu and touch of coconut oil or olive oil or even no oil, but you can put a touch of, like, ume vinegar in with the tofu and then add your green powders. And then you can make a nice dip, like a vegetable dip, you know, instead of like a sour cream onion dip, you can use that. Then if you want to make something sweet, like a nice parfait, you can take the red stuff and you can take, I keep on mentioning tofu, but you don't really need to use tofu if you don't like the soy, but I usually take like a nice silken tofu and blend it up. You can even add some grains with it, like some millet or rice, and you can mix that together. And you can add the red stuff to it to make like a nice parfait dish dessert. Or you can cook some apples, you know, make a compote, put apples and cherries, you know, fresh pears together and cook it in just a touch of apple juice and, you know, add some cinnamon. And then when it cools down slightly, then you can add the red stuff to that. And it can make a nice sauce, nice applesauce type of dish, which is very, very delicious. Not only you get a lot of nutrition from the fruit, but the added benefits of the concentrated fruits and from the red stuff. They're all the vegetables that have the polyphenols, the antioxidants, so the colorful foods. The more colorful foods you eat, the more antioxidants you get.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of, like, cherries and colorful blueberries and red raspberries and all kinds of good stuff in there. So anyway, so those are some things you can do with the cooking it in your food. Again, you don't want to cook it too much because then you'll destroy, you know, the essential nutrients. But just, you know, you can add it in. It wouldn't hurt. It would only enhance it, I think.
We have a little more time than I thought, and I'm enjoying talking to you, Diane. You're so wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoy being on the show.
Yes, I know. This is great. I wanted to ask you about energy bars. There's a lot of talk about those. Some of them, of course, you got to be careful. You got to read to make sure they're gluten-free. They're free of so many terrible things that are in there. Can you talk about some of the things they should look at when they look at an energy bar or almost anything? What they should be free of, also just energy bars in general.
Well, my take on that is you can easily make your own. I mean, it's just there's nothing difficult about it. I'll tell you quickly on how to. You can create one, but you can just take a food processor, and even or by hand, and you can mix together some fruits like dates, and then you can add oats and some nuts or seeds. And you can blend it all together, and you can just create. You can add some other things, maybe like something nutritional oils, like a good coconut oil, and or some powders. There you go. You can mix some of the. You can put cocoa powder, organic cocoa powder in there, or you can put Gary Knowles red stuff in there, or even green stuff. You can just make your bar, and then you just take it. And the consistency kind of needs to be kind of like gummy or that soft consistency. You can also add coconut, you know, shredded coconut. Anyway, you take it and you just press it in a glass baking dish and let it set up. If you want to actually make it harder, there's something that you can do. You can add a seaweed-type product called agar agar, and you'd have to actually dissolve that in water, and you cook it, you know, for about 20 minutes. But then you can add that to the mix, and it becomes hard, like a gelatin effect. But anyway, when you're looking for a bar on the market, look for one that has no refined sugars, and obviously organic, 100% organic, and that's the best criteria that I know, and of course, you know, dairy-free for me. I mean, that's what I would look for. Definitely vegan, organic, and dairy, you know, sugar-free. There's other sweeteners, you know, that people might use, like maple syrup or rice syrup. That might be a little bit better than refined sugars. But I would just suggest to all of you is to try to make your own. And actually, I make a cookie that is just, like, so easy to make. And you just take a bowl. You don't need a processor or anything. I take oats, you know, like the shredded oats. I take walnuts. Walnuts are good for the brain. They have good a lot of linoleic acid and just, you know, the good fiber. So we have coconut, oats, walnuts, as I mentioned. And I take, sometimes you need a binder to put it together like a flour. So instead of using wheat flour, I just use millet flour. I love millet flour. I just stick it in the food mill and, not the food mill, but I have a flour grinder, and I use that flour instead. And put together, I put a little maple syrup in there and just a touch of water. A little bit of coconut oil is good, or you can use a nice safflower oil. Just you need some kind of oil to, you know, give it that nice consistency. And then you just, what I do is I just scoop it and put it on a pan and bake it. And they're just delicious. And they have, again, no refined sugar. They just, you know, they're sweetened with the maple syrup, or you could also use rice syrup instead, or stevia. And they're packed with protein, you know, with the nuts and the oats. And you can even use rice or any other grains in there as well. So that's my take on bars. But again, make your own. And there's so many recipes online. Oh gosh, or on the internet, there's the videos, YouTube. You can watch videos on how to make those things. But that's great. What I, you know. But anyway,
that's wonderful. Give me a 1 or 2 minute final thought. No, give me a 1 minute final thought, mm-hmm. and then another minute on your contact information, so I can finish with you, and then I have some other things that I want to say. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, let's see. 1 minute. Well, first of all, wake up and be happy. Be grateful for all the good things that you have, and live each day fulfilled, and just be around good, positive people, and be good to yourself. You're number one. Love your body and just treat it like it's a temple, and just put the best, loving, good energy food in it. Chew well. Be grateful for your food. Exercise. Eat. Drink lots of green drinks, juices, fresh vitality, filled with great vitality, and just smile, share things with people, and really live each day like it's the best day you can ever live. So that's
great,
1 minute.
Great. Okay, and your contact information again, please.
All right. So Diane Addison, and my number, phone number is 818-706-1888 or 800-653-8881. And that's, you can call between 9 and 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday. I may not always answer, but I will return your call. And my website, which has great recipes on there, and I also have some great products. It's a sauna, air filter, water filters, natural bedding. It's DianeAddison.com, DianeAddison.com, or healthessentialsforyou.com. So it's health essentials, number four, YOU.com. And my email is DianeAddison@AOL.com as well, if you like to email.
DianeAddison@AOL.com.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for a great, great show. I had you on longer than I expected, because you did so well and you had so much information.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm glad you had a chance to listen to my little take on how I live and your comments on that also. Mm-hmm. So, Diana, thank you. Diane, thank you so much. Appreciate everything.
You're very welcome.
Good work. And have a happy new year.
All right. All the best and be well, all of you.
Thank you. Very good. All right. Let me finish the show up with a few little announcements, and then we'll go out with our music. In the coming weeks, I'm going to have End All Wars, a new committee that I'm on. Ray Fontaine, who's been on this show, he's on the committee. There's some great, great people on the show. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World, and also Healthy Aging. And on Healthy Aging, we're going to do a lot of talk about exercise, dance, yoga, meditation, genetically engineered foods, how we want them to be labeled. There are two new studies that came out. We're going to have a show on that in the next week or two about the new studies that have come out, a pig study that proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that GMO is bad. Also, I wanted to also let you know that Dr. Sarah Larson will be on again soon. She may do a show by herself in case I can't make it. So I want to let you know that I've been a vegan for a long time. I became a vegan with inspired by some great, great people. My mentors were Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Dr. Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez. They were all nonviolent, mostly ate extremely healthy. I've been a vegan for a long time. I've been a vegetarian for a long time. I really want to emphasize seafoods, seaweed. I also want to emphasize something that we didn't talk about is love yourself. In the morning, I go to the mirror and I say, I love you. I look at myself, because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. All right, we're going to finish the show now, and I want to make sure I thank all the right people. Melissa, the wonderful engineer who does a great job, always there for us. I want to thank Jason. He's the producer in New York. I want to thank Jimmy Deed, our producer in Los Angeles. Stuart Hassel, our associate producer, does a lot of great work helping me with so many things. Jimmy D and Stuart have been really right there for me. Jimmy's done so much work on the Internet, and I just can't thank these people enough. We've had a number of a few women that have been our co-hosts. We plan to get our Spanish-speaking show back on. Hopefully they'll let me help either produce it or help do it with some of the right people. We're planning on doing that. I want to thank Diane Addison and all the wonderful things for today's show. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for coming into the show and listening with us and being there with us. My name is Bobby Elias. If you like our show, rate us on iTunes. You can check all our past shows in the archives. And if you don't have a phone, you can, I mean, if you do have a phone, if you're not near your internet, you can call the number I'm going to give you and hear the show, any show on PRN. The number to call is 619-550-0869. I'll repeat, area 619-550-0869. So that does it. I want to thank everybody, especially our listeners. We're going to go out with another song. And be sure to come to us again next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We'll be doing either some more on exercise, or we may be doing the end all wars. Thank you, everyone. Have a happy new year.